weather. Superstar Country 102.5 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 79. Northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 59. Tonight, overcast skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 84. Daytime highs approaching 87. Sunday, under mainly sunny skies. 65 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 54.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The WIC office in Lyon County will close until further notice beginning Monday as counties face uncertainty during the government shutdown. The KDHE says it's the only office they know of to close so far. The KDHE says an invasive tick species has been documented in Kansas. An Asian longhorn tick was found on a dog in Franklin County last week, and they can reproduce without the need of a male tick. It can cause health problems for humans and extreme infestations on animals. Southwest Kansas adding a direct flight from Wichita Eisenhower Airport to Orlando in the summer of 2026. The flights will start June the 6th and last through August 1st, running every Saturday. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Barbara, and I work for Social Services. On our lobby wall, there's a picture of this kid I used to work with. She's all of 17 years old, and she's on one of those missing posters. Unfortunately, that happens to a lot of our kids who don't have somebody to step up for them. They stay in foster care for years, they aren't adopted, and they age out. They either wind up in jail or they live on the streets.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption works every day to find safe, permanent homes for children at risk of aging out of foster care before it's too late.
I adopted two teenagers from foster care. Their outlook on life changed.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas has been quietly building a pot of more than $26 million that can be used for attracting professional sports teams to the state, giving the state an edge in its border war with Missouri. Totaling more than $26.2 million and counting, those funds are for the Attracting Professional Sports to Kansas Fund, which can be used to woo any professional sports team, including the Missouri-based Kansas City Chiefs or the Kansas City Royals, to Kansas. For years, Kansas has been trying to sway the region's NFL and MLB teams to cross the border. Lawmakers in both states, motivated by pride and potential revenue, have lobbied tax incentives, construction fund packages, and seemingly arbitrary decision deadlines at the teams. The addition of millions of dollars to cover costs that haven't already been bundled in other proposed deals bolsters Kansas's case, especially after Missouri lawmakers approved a stadium incentives package earlier this year. In July, Kansas lawmakers approved a deadline extension until the end of the year for the Chiefs and the Royals to accept hundreds of millions of dollars in stadium incentives. The Legislative Coordinating Council, which is made up of a legislative leadership, is the body that could possibly publicly consider any potential deals between the state and a professional sports team while the legislature is not in session. If recruitment efforts don't succeed, the funds will be reappointed as the legislature sees fit. Recently, the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, or KDADS, announced that the U.S. Administration for Community Living, or ACL, has approved Kansas's state plan on aging for the period of October 1st through September 30th, 2029. This four-year roadmap, developed under the Older Americans Act, outlines strategic initiatives to streamline access to vital community-based services, bolster family caregivers, and promote the independence and dignity of older Kansans. The approval that was issued on September 26th underscores the KDADS's commitment to building a robust aging network that prioritizes quality services for older adults and individuals with disabilities. The plan builds on Kansas's existing aging network, which includes 11 area agencies on aging, serving every county, and ensures equitable resource allocation for rural areas, low-income minority older adults, and Native American elders. It also incorporates public input, performance measurements, and emergency preparedness to address evolving needs. The KDADS will continue coordinating with federal, state, and local partners to implement these priorities, promoting multipurpose senior centers, nutrition and in-home services, evidence-based health promotion, and advocacy for residents in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. For more details on the 2026 to 2029 State Plan on Aging, you can visit the KDADS website at kdads.ks.gov. The results for the Norton Blue Jay cross country team at the Phillipsburg Invitational MCL meet that was held on Thursday, October 9th, includes the girls team results with Norton placing first with 27 points, Hoxie placing second with 39 points, TMP placing third with 77 points, and Oakley placing fourth. The individual results for the Norton girls, Emma Collins placed fifth, Kaysen Miller placed sixth, Danica Frick placed 17th, Savannah Rumback placed 18th, Cassidy McLean placed 20th, Lorelei Granberry placed 22nd, and Clara Wessel placed 31st. For the junior varsity girls, Gabby Rios and Bailey Thompson both medaled. For the boys' team results, Norton placed first with 48 points, Hoxie placed second with 55 points, Oakley placed third with 78 points, Trigo placed fourth, TMP placed fifth, and Ellis placed sixth. The individual results for the Norton boys includes Aston Katz, who was the champion, Derek Clydesdale placing eighth, Elvis Green placing 13th, Kaysen Bailey placing 14th, Max Carter placing 19th, and Jace Bailey placing 22nd. For the junior varsity boys, Tristan Talent placed second, Michael Urban placed third, Asher Erickson placed fifth, Noah Lanier placed 8th, and Hendre Muller placed 18th. Norton's head cross-country coach, George Rossi, reported that the girls won their 10th MCL title in a row, and the boys won for the first time in 5 years. In Nebraska news on Wednesday morning, 36-year-old Shedrick Mills, the man accused of shooting an Omaha police officer, was officially charged with attempt of a Class 1 felony, use of a firearm to commit a felony, and possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. The judge set his bond at 10% or $3 million, and Mills is set to appear in court again on November 10th. At around 6 a.m. on Monday, officers were sent to the Quick Trip near 120th Street and West Dodge Road after a man had dialed 911 multiple times, making various comments before hanging up. Officer Stephen Mercek, a 16-year veteran of the department, and Officer Crystal Bartlett were the initial responding officers, where the Omaha Police Department said Mercek met Mills, who was standing outside the store, and he matched the description from the 911 callers. Mercek told Mills that Quick Trip employees wanted him to leave the property, however, he refused to leave. Mercek then tried to put handcuffs on Mills for refusing to leave, but he resisted and pushed away, stating, "Don't touch me." As Mercek approached him again, the Omaha Police Department said Mills reached into his waistband, pulled out a handgun with his left hand, and pointed the gun at Mercek. Security camera footage shows Mills firing one round at Mercek, hitting him in the head. Mercek then returned fire several times before getting behind his cruiser. Officer Bartlett also took cover and tried to engage Mills. However, Mills ran from the scene. Just after 6:30 p.m., police were told that Mills was in the McDonald's near 114th Street and West Dodge Road, and the Omaha Police Department SWAT team, who was on their way to a separate search warrant, responded to the restaurant, and they took Mills into custody without further incident at 6:34 a.m. A handgun was found inside the McDonald's, along with magazines and ammunition. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay head football coach Jeremy Hawks to update on the team and their game tonight in Russell.
I'm here with head football coach Jeremy Hawks. Coach, last week, your district play game, you had a 54-22 loss to Beloit. And let's talk about the first half. Let's talk about what you thought your squad did in the first half.
Well, I thought our squad, you know, looked a little bit better at the beginning of the game than we have in recent history. Came out okay, just had a couple little mental errors here and there. But, you know, we're sitting there 16-6, had a chance to possibly do something at that point. Kids played hard. Beloit definitely was a bigger team in terms of size, but overall I thought they did a pretty good job.
In the second half that you were able to score more points, the second half, was there some changes that you made, or was there some defensive changes that Beloit had?
We started passing the ball a little bit more, so we were moving the ball fairly well. They were having Beloit was having a little bit of trouble with the passing game in terms of coverage and that sort of stuff. A lot more of the one-back stuff that we were running, and we ran it more efficiently. Wasn't that we did anything real different. We just were blocking it better. So that's the reason why we were able to score a little bit easier. Bad thing was is, you know, defense, you know, just had some troubles with their offensive quarterback. He threw the ball well against us, and it just ended up like it did.
Since you're this far into the season, are you still looking for the right set in offense and defense and switching some players in and out?
Yeah, we've really been plugging a lot of kids in, trying to figure out what that group, you know, what is the best group that works together. You know, offensive line-wise, we're still trying to piece together how all those kids kind of fit. Same with the defensive line. It's different. You know, we're not as big as we used to be, so that's a big part of it, especially when you're going against a team that, you know, like Beloit, that has some significant size up front, which then allows your linebackers to feel better, gets the ball out of the quarterback's hand quicker. You know, there's a lot of things that are just we're trying to figure out right now.
Your practices have been going probably pretty good. Some nice, cool weather for you. Normally, you pick a practice player of the week, and who would that have been?
This week, it was Gavin Callahan. He's kind of one of our leaders on our offensive line. He's probably the one that has the most experience coming back from last year, since he started quite a few of the games when Corbin Puga was injured. So he was able to, you know, fill in that gap, and he's been practicing hard, hitting kids every day. So. He's been a good asset to us.
Monday night, the junior varsity traveled down to Beloit, losing a tough one, 30-20 to the Beloit junior varsity. Do you know a little bit about that game?
Yeah, our kids played really well in it. Just there was moments like we gave up a kickoff return. There's a couple little things like that that ended up causing the difference in the ball game. It was their first loss on the season. We're 3-1 right now with the JV, so they've been performing really well. You know, long trip, a little bit earlier in the day. There's been a little bit of sickness going around, so there's a lot of reasons why things happen, but ultimately, you know, from what the coaches told me, everything looked pretty well, and it's just, you know, cleaning up just a few mistakes.
Your next opponent is the Russell Broncos, and they last week lost 29-28 to Phillipsburg. Russell suffered their first loss of the year. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Russell team?
Russell team looks really good. I mean, most of the kids are back from last year. They've got a good passing attack, a couple good running backs that they have that they plug in that also play linebacker for them. They look like a hard-hitting team, watched a lot of game film on them. They're a good team, and you know that's why their record shows 4-1. They lost to Peaburg last week, which Peaburg, of course, is a good team. So I think they're gonna bring in a good group.
And of course, their main man, or the senior Walker Middleton, he's been kind of thorn in Norton's side for the last three years.
Walker is kind of like a Tyreek Hill type of a player, right? He's fast, he's quick, he's really shifty side to side. You know, they use him in a lot of different ways. They got a couple other good receivers that they have. Quarterback's on his first year, but he's basically filling in for the quarterback that they've had in the past. I think he's coached probably by Walker's older brother, who played quarterback for him a couple years back. You know, they've got an explosive offense. It's just a matter for us to kind of iron it down and hopefully get good coverage on them.
And will the junior varsity have a game on Monday with Russell?
Yes, they will. We'll have a game here on Monday at 6 o'clock versus Russell, as far as I know. So.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best of luck when you travel to Russell on Friday night and then take on the Russell Bronx. And reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Hawks, and good luck to the Blue Jay football team tonight in Russell. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having Sloppy Joe's, homemade bun, corn, sweet potato tots, peaches, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be Southwest Chicken Bowl or Corn Dog with fruit and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 79 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 59 and an east wind around 10 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 84 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Saturday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 66 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 87 and windy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 47. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, Columbus Day, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 65. On Tuesday, there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 68. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 76. And on Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 78. Currently, with fair skies, it is 52 degrees. The humidity is 94%. The wind speed is northeast at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.21. The dew point is 50 degrees, and your current wind chill is 50 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22, and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Wichita State men's basketball senior guard Kenyon Gills has been named to the American preseason all-conference first team as selected by the league's coaches. The Chesapeake, Virginia native is a UNC Greensboro transfer who averaged more than 15 points a game on 40% shooting from beyond the arc last season for the Spartans. Gills is just the fourth shocker to earn American preseason all-conference honors, first since Tyson Etienne in 2021. Three of four shockers who have collected preseason American honors have been named to the first team. Gills Etienne and Landry Shamit. Marcus McDuffie was a second-team pick in 2018. The Shockers are picked to finish fifth in the American preseason coaches poll, while Memphis is the preseason pick to repeat as regular season champions. South Florida, Tulane, and UAB slide in just ahead of Wichita State. They start off the season Saturday, October 11th at 1 p.m. for a charity scrimmage against Drake. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holme here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.